The Beau Brummels were an American 60s British invasion-era pop group that hailed from California. They had only a few major hits, but rock critic Ken Tucker says a new four-disc retrospective of the band, called Magic Hollow, gives the band its due and then some. Here's the Beau Brummels' biggest hit from 1964, it's Laugh Laugh.
Preaching to you, I said, don't trust them, baby. Now you know you don't learn everything there is to know at school. Wouldn't believe me when I gave.
That's the Beau Brummels' only top 10 hit, Laugh Laugh, sung by a 20-year-old Sal Valentino in his distinctive quavering tenor, and produced by Sly Stewart, who would later lead Sly and the Family Stone. The real brains behind the Beau Brummels, however, was songwriter-guitarist Ron Elliott, who wrote all of the band's best songs and, despite the fact that the Beau Brummels quickly became something less than a cult band, had admirers ranging from the Everly Brothers to Otis Redding to Randy Newman. Elliott was a real music nerd, a child prodigy on guitar diagnosed as a diabetic. He claimed that melodies, quote, poured out of him. His medical condition occasionally kept him off the road, and from fully enjoying his band's brief, girls-screeching popularity in the late 60s, with their follow-up semi-hits like Just a Little, You Tell Me Why, and Don't Talk to Strangers. Elliott frequently claimed not to even like much rock and roll. He was fond of the musical theater and toyed with the idea of writing a suite of madrigals about his favorite books. You guessed it, the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Despite such flightiness, Elliott sure knew how to bend a pop hook into something irresistible. And in his pal Sal Valentino, he had an ideal voice to deliver the Beau Brummels' sinuous melancholy.
You tell me that I should not cry. You tell me all good things must die. You ask me why.
It's really striking what a fully formed talent Elliott and Valentino had right from the start. It's almost shocking to hear this song, a piece of beautiful bitterness called People Are Cruel, and discover that it's a never-released tune cut during one of the band's earliest ventures into a recording studio.
This four-disc, 113-song retrospective is one of those labors of love that includes unreleased tracks as well as the meticulous liner notes from which I've cribbed the biographical details I'm recounting here. The project's producers buy into the idea that as Elliott's ambitions matured, their lack of commercial success amounts to a tragedy. But to my ears, that gets the importance of the band's music backward. Their 1967 album Triangle, freighted with the repeated symbolism that turned on the band's becoming a trio, and Elliott's seeing great importance in the number 3, came perilously close to stuffy art rock. In 1968, they released what many of their fans consider their greatest work, Bradley's Barn. The idea was to ship the Brummels down to Nashville, hook them up with many of the same crack session players that appeared on Bob Dylan's Nashville Skyline, and presto, Ron Elliott's songs would take on a country rock grandeur. Instead, the album was, I'm afraid, deeply, draggingly self-conscious, more Beau Bummer than Brummel.
Hey.
coyote hunts his frightened meal. The moon splits on the broken wheel. She don't know about the way she feels. Cherokee girl. Tries to track a shadow down. She pulls a shawl so tight around. Cherokee girl.
I remain a big Beau Brummels fan, and I urge you to listen to Magic Hollow for the idiosyncratic take on harmony and British invasion pop that these bright West Coast lads were able to produce early in their career. It's the Beau Brummels who appeared on teen TV dance shows like Hollywood A-Go-Go and Where the Action Is, who became animated characters in an episode of The Flintstones that I think are everlastingly swell. They were never naive, silly boys, though Ron Elliott was able to write and Sal Valentino was able to sing music that captured the kind of heartache that naive, silly boys and girls everywhere, of all ages, could latch onto and take solace in.
Ken Tucker is film critic for New York Magazine and Fresh Air Rock Critic. He reviewed Magic Hollow, a new retrospective set from the Beau Brummels.